Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. Forgiveness is the hard one. This summer, we've been looking at three significant faith words that we use at church, words that we know and say, but maybe could understand more fully. In June, we looked at grace. In July, explored hope. And now in August, we're talking about forgiveness. And it is, I think, the hardest of the three, which is frustrating because it feels like it should be easier. I mean, we all know that forgiveness is important. We all know that forgiving others is something we should do. We all know how good it feels when we are forgiven. And we all know that when we forgive others, it's as helpful, even as powerful to us, as to the person we've forgiven. And sometimes it actually is relatively easy when a friend or coworker or family member apologizes for some slight or minor injury. We have no trouble letting go, offering a word of grace. We care about the person too much to hold on to the injury they've done, and so we forgive. Yeah, sometimes forgiveness is easy. But sometimes forgiveness can be just plain difficult. And precisely because we do know it's important and something we should do and how good it feels when we're forgiven or forgive others, for just these reasons, forgiveness is not only hard, but when we struggle with it, we also feel suddenly unfaithful, like we've failed, like we're doing something wrong. So are we doing something wrong? Disobeying and disappointing God when we can't forgive? To put it another way, must we always forgive? Even the friend who really hurt us? Or the spouse who betrayed us? What about an abusive partner or parent? Or the drunk driver who killed an innocent friend? Must we always forgive? I mean, maybe God can forgive these people, but do we have to? That's what I mean by forgiveness being the hard one. We know it's important. We know it's the right thing to do. We know it's what God wants. We know how good it feels when we do. But sometimes it is just so incredibly difficult. Whatever hurt, whatever loss, whatever grief or resentment or injury possesses us is still too fresh, the pain too real, and we can't find it in us to forgive and then feel worse. As I have been wrestling with this question, particularly knowing that this week we will mark 1 year since the tragedy of Annunciation, and realizing that I'm finding it incredibly difficult to forgive the person who caused such harm. As I've been wrestling with this question, I have been reminded of a distinction that Martin Luther thought was important, even crucial to make. Luther, you see, described two activities of God, two ways God cares for God's people and creation. One is through the law. God offers instruction, laws, and commandments to guide our life, to help us get the most out of our life together. The chief example of this is the Ten Commandments. Rest on the Sabbath. Do not lie, steal, covet, or murder, and so forth. These are the basic building blocks of civilization, the essential guardrails for our life together. Along with providing the guidance of the law, God also gives us and works through the gospel. And the gospel is, well, different. Not instruction, but promise. Not commandments, but acceptance. The gospel doesn't offer guidance or provide good advice, but comes as a sheer gift of grace. Whereas the law says, life goes better when you tell the truth, so don't lie to each other, the gospel says, you are my child. even when you lie. And so I will remain honest and trustworthy and hold on to you. And so I have been wondering if part of what makes forgiveness hard is that we treat it like a commandment of the law, when really it is a gift of the gospel. Don't get me wrong, God wants us to forgive, and there are plenty of places in Scripture where Jesus or the apostles tell us that we should. But notice that it didn't make it into the Ten Commandments, which is odd when you think about it, because forgiveness is also essential to our life together. Absent forgiveness, all we can do is constantly accuse each other, seek redress or justice for every slight, no matter how small or large, constantly assess one another on a single, consistent, and cruel measure. What have you done for or to me lately, and what do I owe you in return? Yes, forgiveness is essential. When I meet with couples prior to marriage, I will often say that as important as the three words, "I love you," are in a marriage, the words, "I forgive you," are just as important, simply because you cannot get through this life without them. And so of late, I have been thinking that, like love, forgiveness is a gift, not a command. No wonder then that while forgiveness is absent from the Ten Commandments, it sits front and center in the Lord's Prayer. Jesus' disciples, as Luke tells it, want their rabbi and mentor to teach them to pray. It's what good teachers did. It's what John the Baptist did for his disciples. And so Jesus does, sharing with them what we now call the Lord's Prayer. And rather than offer instruction, rather than add more commandments, Jesus tells his disciples to pray for those things that can't be achieved or earned by following the law, but that always come as a sheer gift. Things like God's will being done all around us, having enough to eat for the day, and protection from temptation and evil, and for forgiveness. To be forgiven, and to forgive others. Yes, forgiveness is a word, not of the law, but of the gospel. In fact, it is the very heart of the gospel. Forgiveness creates a new beginning. It interrupts the cruel cause and effect, eye for an eye nature of the world. It opens up a new and different future. When we fall short, when we hurt others or ourselves, when we stray from all the good that God wants for us and choose instead that which is not good, when that is, we utterly fail in following God's commandments. The word of the gospel is that rather than judge us by our failures, God loves and accepts us as God's children. When we fall short, God still loves us. God still holds on to us. God forgives us, even when we struggle to forgive others or ourselves. And in case we have a hard time believing that, in case we see God primarily as a king or judge sitting on high, setting all the rules and then enforcing them relentlessly, in case we imagine God is always watching out for us to stumble and always accusing us, punishing us when we do, Jesus follows his prayer with two short illustrations, both about grace and mercy, both that illustrate God's inability not to love us, provide for us, and forgive us. And then Jesus concludes by saying this: "Is there anyone among you who, if a child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead? Or if your child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who fall so woefully short of God's will, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" Forgiveness, like love, is the gift given by our good and gracious God. And so, claiming Jesus' own authority, I say to you, especially if you are struggling to forgive or carry the weight of resentment or feel trapped in a past hurt. Ask for the grace to give. Search for the new beginning our gift-giving God offers. And when you struggle to forgive others, remember that God forgives you. Always. So ask, search, strive, struggle. Try to live into the grace, mercy, and love of God. And as you do, pray these words. God of grace, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And God will. Amen.